Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. As joining me again, once again from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is the biggest writer at the biggest website of his type on the planet in the gun culture. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here.
So, we were setting up and getting ready to talk about what we were going to talk about, and one thing that I missed altogether, which I find hilarious, Brill Cream Newsom, whatever his name is. Well, Brill Cream Newsom, that's a pretty good name.
I like that.
You like that? There's a billboard campaign going on now. And is this in California? Oh, they're in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So what are these billboards? Tell me about these billboards that have sprouted up in California, in Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Yeah, these are kind of billboard, kind of sinister looking. They've got this picture of a person in a hoodie of indeterminate race or whatever, and probably a male. And got sunglasses on, and they're looking kind of sinister out from under this hoodie. And then in large letters next to it says, "The Texas Miracle died in Uvalde." And then they have above it in little letters, "Don't mess with Texas." And they got that crossed out with a big red X. And then down in little letters below Uvalde, it says, "Don't move to Texas." And nobody, it's a mystery billboard. Nobody will own up to putting it up. I mean, there's a company that is, you know, puts up billboards for people, and they're the ones that put it up, but they won't say who's paying for it. And people on the internet are speculating, well, who put this up and what are they trying to accomplish? Because it kind of sends mixed messages. I mean, you wouldn't expect people in Texas who generally support the right to keep and bear arms to use an anti-Second Amendment message to persuade people not to go to Texas. I mean, it's not possible, but it seems unlikely that generally direct messages work better on billboards. And these billboards have appeared in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. So, you know, they're not being put up in Colorado or Arizona, or so far not in New York. Maybe they're not allowed in New York. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to figure what's allowed in New York under the Constitution anymore. And here's from the New York Post. Mysterious new billboards are warning California residents not to move to Texas as record numbers of residents flee the soft-on-crime Golden State for better quality of life in red states. And because this is pushing an anti-Second Amendment meme, it just seems to me unlikely that people from Texas paid for it. But some of the people online saying, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. You know, people don't want these ultra-leftist people from California moving to Texas and Californicating the state. So they're putting up these billboards to persuade them not to go. But then there's others that say, oh, no. This is the government or the power elite in California. They're putting them up and say, oh, don't go to Texas. It's dangerous there. And they have guns. You don't want to go there.
Well, they got guns in L.A., too. Just nobody law-abiding's carrying them.
I mean, you know, it's a ludicrous argument, but it makes sense. If you listen to what Newsom and that sort of ilk are saying in California, it kind of makes sense. I'm not saying that it makes sense objectively, but it makes sense that they would make the argument. And Newsweek was looking at this, and they found a professor, you know, probably a professor of communications or advertising or something like that. I forgot what his credentials are precisely.
Sure.
But he said, well, this is the lowest of the low. It's bizarre. It's amateurish, he said. Cabot added that typically a billboard should be understood by the reader in 3 seconds. He said the anti-Texas billboards are confusing. Some people can't understand them quickly. I think he's right about that.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody putting up a billboard saying, don't move to this state. That's a new one.
Well, I think I've seen some, or at least memes, I'm not sure if they were an actual billboard, that said, welcome to Arizona. Spend money. Go home. come as a tourist, but don't stay. I've seen that kind of thing. I don't know if anybody actually put up a billboard for that.
Well, that's
but it turns out.
So the speculation, there's a bit of speculation with this about the company that put them up, right?
Right. And the company that put them up is Fox Point Media, and it's an advertising company out of Chicago. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. An advertising company puts up ads to make money. You know, they'll put up what somebody pays them to put up. But what if it wasn't meant to keep people out of California, or, you know, either one of the ideological spectrums? What if it was just meant to be controversial? What I'm saying is, say you got a billboard.
Sure.
It doesn't have any message on it. And right now, because the economy is not great, nobody's willing to pay to put a message on it. So some brilliant guy in an advertising company says, hey, let's put up a really controversial message. It'll get national attention, and people will say, wow, that billboard company is really on top of things. And it'll drive, you know, people to come to their website. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened, but to me, that makes as much sense, maybe more sense, than what, the idea that some shadowy group in Texas is putting up this billboard to keep Californians in California.
Now
the
comments on this, though. Like, here's on TexEd. Hello from Texas. I support this message. Enemies of individual liberty need not apply. Or, we here in Texas certainly don't want any far-left California types moving here. Stay where you are.
Right. You know, I didn't see anything like that from California, which is kind of interesting.
Where can we send a donation to have more billboards set up in California?
Like I said, I think they could come up with better messages, but I've heard a lot of people make that sort of comment. You know, we got to keep the cancer where it's at. We don't want it metastasizing and moving all over the country.
Sure. Sure.
So,
hang on for me. This article, of course, is at amoland.com, along with well over 2,000 others just like it from Dean, waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean, of course, he has a he's put this out there because Dick Heller. Well, lots of people should be talking about Dick Heller.
Yeah, we may be talking about St. Heller before too long. That's
yeah, he should
be talking about Judge Benitez.
How many suits has he won? Because it only takes three miracles to become a saint.
Yeah, I think three or four suits he's won already.
And they have to be Saint Heller.
Yeah.
Saint Richard. All right.
Yeah.
Tell me about his latest shenanigans, because he got out there and he jerked him around some more.
This is just beautifully done. Obviously, he's learned a lot from previous experience, and he's getting better and better. But in this lawsuit, he picked his target very, very well, and he filed it under 42 U.S.C. 1983 and 88 statute that is about civil rights, and he aimed it at an extremely specific section of the law in D.C., which is 24 DCMR section 2343.1, which limits how much ammunition a person can carry for the purposes of self-defense in the District of Columbia. Now, this kind of hits at a significant part of the of what people who don't like the Second Amendment are trying to do. If we can just nitpick, you know, and say, well, you can have a gun, but it can't have more than 10 rounds. Well, make that 7. Well, how about 5? Well, you know, you really, most of the time, you don't have to shoot the gun, so how about just 1 shot? Yeah, and maybe make it a muzzle load. You know, you see the trend of what they're trying to do.
Sure.
So, in this one, there's this limitation, and the limitation says you can carry a pistol for self-defense if you have the proper papers and credentials and everything else in the District of Columbia, as long as you stand on your right foot and don't put your left foot over this line in this particular place, and as long as nobody said you can't carry at this time or whatever because maybe somebody of much more importance than you is going to be across the street at this hour or something like that. I mean, all those are freewheeling interpretations of existing District of Columbia law. But one of them says that if you got a carry permit and you're carrying the pistol, you shall not carry more ammunition than is required to fully load the pistol twice. And in no event shall that amount be greater than 20 rounds of ammunition. Now, if you're carrying a single shot Derringer, that would mean you could carry a total of 2 rounds. Now, if a double barrel Derringer, I guess you could carry 4 rounds. A 5-shot revolver, you could carry 10 rounds. But in no case could you carry more than 20 rounds. Because, you know, that's bad. For whatever reason. So, Heller said, that's unconstitutional. There's just no historical precedent limiting how much ammunition you can carry for self-defense. And we got the Bruin case that says you've got to follow what the Second Amendment says. And if what we're talking about is under the purview of the Second Amendment, then you have to show there was some sort of historical and traditional use of that kind of restriction in place, either when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791, or, you know, we can make the case, we'll look at it, when the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. But in this case, there were no such restrictions either in 1791 or in 1868, or I don't think there were any of them ever put in place before 1925, and even I think one that was put in place about 25 only lasted a little while. And I don't, and that was the restriction on how big a magazine you could have for a little bit. So, in fact, I'm not sure if it was even adopted, but I did read that they were considering it at some case. So there's no historical precedent. And I think the people who have been burned several times by Dick Heller about the Second Amendment, He must be teaching them something. Because in this case, I think they did a little homework. And it said, oopsie, yeah, you know, there really isn't any historical precedent for this. And, you know, if we keep on with it, the court will probably find it against us. And then we'll have a case that's actually, you know, people can look up and check it out and say, oh, there's no, you can't restrict ammunition, the amount of ammunition you can have for defense. So, here's what we'll do. We will fold. Fold our cards now. Cut the losses. And that's what they did. And it was quick. It was in like 2 weeks. Before the case came to trial, the District of Columbia folded. It repealed 24 DCMR section 2343.1.
Right.
And they asked for a stay of the case while they negotiate a settlement with the Heller Foundation. I'm going to read the defendants. Now, that's the district in this case. They're the defendants. Notice of repeal. Defendants provide the attached notice of emergency and proposed rulemaking by the Metropolitan Police Department, promulgated on September 14, 2022. See Exhibit A, Notice of Emergency and Proposed Rulemaking. It was effective immediately on signature and will be published in the September 23, 2022 edition of the BC Register. This notice repeals the ammunition limit challenged here, 24 DCMR section 2343.1, date September 14, 2022. So, the court granted a stay until October 17th so they could negotiate a settlement. Now, what this means is DC said, yeah, we screwed up, and that is, we repeal it. You know, it wasn't correct for us to have it in the first place. So now we'll talk to you about how much we owe you for your court costs, and the exact wording we'll put in and what we'll acknowledge, and maybe we'll do some retraining of officers. I mean, that's the type of thing that is usually reached in settlements like this. It has to be something that is acceptable to both parties, and it has to be acceptable to the judge, because the judge gets to look at the settlement and say, are we breaking any other laws here? You know, are we...
Hang on for
are
me.
We via-
yeah, hang on for me right there. That's funny. That's some funny stuff. That backtracking. This is at Ammo Land, along with 2,000 others. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Hurricane Ian, now making landfall in South Carolina and expected to work its way up the coast. North Carolina's top official, Governor Roy Cooper, imploring residents not to stay in their homes if they are ordered to evacuate. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. About 400 people gathered Thursday night in at least two spots in the Caro neighborhood shouting, we want light, and banging pots and pans. And Judge Eileen M. Cannon told Donald Trump's lawyers Thursday that they did not need to comply with an order from Special Master Raymond J. Deary and state in a court filing whether they believed FBI agents lied about documents seized from the former president's Florida residence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we're going to continue talking about this because whenever they start walking these laws back, it's sort of like a bit. Do you remember Andy Clyde, Dean?
I can't say that rings a bell.
Well, he was, you know, he was active in the era of Buster Keaton with all those shorts of Little Rascals and and the Three Stooges and all those. And Andy Clyde was he's an old vaudeville actor and he's an old radio guy. It's sort of like an Andy Clyde comedy when they start walking all this stuff back. At least to me, it is anyway. So. I will let you continue with this, telling me about D.C.
Yeah, well, okay, so Heller, it's actually the Heller Foundation, because what Dick Heller did when he won the original Heller CDC lawsuit, you know, to establish that the Second Amendment is an individual right at the Supreme Court, he took the money from that. His part, there were other people involved. And he started up a foundation, the Heller Foundation, to challenge unconstitutional gun laws, promote liberty, and individual and common defense. And so, the question on the settlement here and the negotiation is, how much money is D.C. going to pay Heller? Now, some of it will go to his lawyers, of course. But I suspect a fair amount of it will be put into the foundation for further lawsuits. Now, one of the things that was not resolved in this lawsuit was that the District of Columbia doesn't just ban how much ammunition you can carry. They ban how much ammunition you can have in your gun. And they have a ban that has a few other states which have done the same thing, where they say you may not have a gun that'll hold more than 10 rounds. Well, actually, they say you may have a magazine or an ammunition, quote, feeding device that can hold more than 10 rounds. I guess you can have one in the chamber and then 10 rounds. So theoretically, you could have a firearm that has 11 rounds in it. Now, what we've seen is that other places have these bans, particularly California, New York, and I think New Jersey has one. They maybe used to be 15 rounds there. Colorado has one. Looks like Washington State is considering one. And those, the California ban particularly, which I think is, what's the latest? It's gone through several iterations of names. I think it's Miller versus Bowen or something, the latest one, because the AG, Attorney General in California, has changed like three times since they started the lawsuit. And it was in the docket, well, not, it was in the list to be heard. They were considering it for whether they would take the case or not when the Bruin decision was decided. And then once they decided Bruin, they said, well, this case is not worthwhile. I mean, or it's already settled. We settled it in Bruin, so send it back to the Ninth Circuit to decide again. And that was with this Miller case, which is about, I think, assault weapons, and I think it's about a magazine ban, too. But what they essentially said was, we already figured this out in Bruin. We don't have to hear these cases again. We're avoiding them. We're saying you decided them wrongly, and we're sending them back. And so these cases are coming up, and they came up in California, and they sent it back to Judge Benitez, and so he's going to hear the case again. I don't see him changing his mind, and very likely, I think within a few months, though it's hard to know because what will happen particularly in the Ninth Circuit, and I'd be willing to put money on this, is they're going to figure out ways to delay and delay and delay so as not to render a decision saying the Second Amendment actually does mean something. But what's going to happen is the magazine ban is going to be struck down all over the United States. And people in California and Colorado and New Jersey and New York will be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights again in order to, by having magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. I am quite confident that that will happen because there's no precedent in law. There's no historical agenda, historical evidence that bans on the capacity of a firearm were ever accepted under United States law until 1989, and that's when California passed their assault weapon and magazine ban. I mean, that's not much history. There's just not a lot of it. There's no way that you can come up with a historical precedent. I mean, you'd have to say, well, during the U.S. exploratory expedition of Lewis and Clark, they had a rifle which had 22 rounds in it. It had a magazine that would hold 22 projectiles.
Yep.
But that was an official government rifle, and so we don't have anything where the official government said that you could, as an ordinary citizen, have a rifle that held 22 rounds. And it's just absurd. There was no legal ban on how much ammunition a firearm could hold. And the first one, there was a hint of one in D.C. in the 20s, 1920s, where they were talking about a ban of magazines that held more than 12 rounds, I think. And that happened to come out just a little before Browning High Power came out with its 13-round magazine, so, but it just didn't last, and it wasn't enacted anywhere else. I mean, that's not enough historical precedent to go on. I mean, it talked about it. It talked about it in the 1934 National Firearms Act when they were having discussion and debate about that, and they talked about, well, maybe we could put a ban on how much ammunition a gun can hold. But as I recall, it was General Record, who was the president of the NRA, said, well, that's dumb. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, he almost used those words. He said, look, how much ammunition a gun can hold doesn't determine whether it's a machine gun or not. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, it depends on whether if you pull the trigger once and it shoots a bunch of times, then that's a machine gun. But how much ammunition it holds is immaterial to whether it's a machine gun or not. I mean, he didn't say it, but we had lever guns that would hold 15, 20 rounds at the time. So that's how we came up with the definition of machine gun. But that was referenced. The magazine capacity was referenced there, but they never enacted a law saying you can't have one. So I think they're going to just strike down all these bans on how much ammunition you can have in a magazine. And I have to give a shout out to say that the person that I would give the most blame for enacting magazine bans had to be Mr. Ruger of Ruger Corporation, because when they were debating this with so-called assault weapons and what's an assault weapon and everything, they said, he piped up, and I think he sent a letter to Congress.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this because it's been a while since I've heard this story, and I need to refresh it. This article that Dean is referencing is at amaland.com. You can reference it any old time you want, amaland.com. Dean has well over 2,000 other articles there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just getting back to the infamy time back in the... This was in the 90s, right? With
Actually, it was in 1989.
Oh, okay. So, please, if you would. I was still in the military, so that's why I don't get the dates right on that. So.
Yeah, and when I was down in Panama, I missed a lot of news, too. So, this was... where the magazine bands were engendered and came from, and I said that it was Bill Ruger, well, William B. Ruger, who pushed for it, and that the people who want us disarmed hadn't really been pushing on magazines before that point. As I recall, the California magazine ban was enacted after this, because Bill Ruger, who ran Ruger Firearms at the time, sent a letter to all members of Congress on March 30th, 1989. And here I'll quote from it. "The best way to address the firepower concern is therefore not to try to outlaw or license many millions of older and perfectly legitimate firearms, which would be a licensing effort of staggering proportions, but to prohibit the possession of high-capacity magazines by a simple, complete, and unequivocal ban on large-capacity magazines. All the difficulty of defining assault rifle and semi-automatic rifles is eliminated. The large-capacity magazine itself, separate or attached to the firearm, becomes the prohibited item. A single amendment to federal firearm laws could effectively implement these objectives." In a later interview with Tom Brokaw of NBC News in 1992, Ruger stated, "No honest man needs more than 10 rounds in any gun. I never meant for simple civilians to have my 20 or 30 round mags or my folding stock." And Ruger, as a company, paid dearly for this policy and these remarks. As I recall, there was something of a boycott set up where lots of people in the gun culture stopped buying Ruger products. And, they would buy something different. something from a company that didn't disrespect their Second Amendment rights. And there were numerous products that Bill Ruger did not bring out because I think, well, how do you get into the mind of someone else and say, that's why? But there were things like they never brought out a version of the AR-15 because it wasn't invented there, and Bill Ruger had it, his company had come up with the Mini 14. And this AR-15 is in direct competition. But after Bill Ruger died, then they brought out the Ruger, 5.56, I think to say, which is essentially an AR-15. Excellent rifle, by the way. But for many, many years, people would not buy Ruger products because of the letter that he sent to Congress in 1989. Now, a little later, there was a similar situation under the Clinton administration where Bill Clinton reached a agreement. It's kind of like the agreement, you know, between Biden and Facebook or Obama and Facebook. But, hey, you know, there's this, we'd like this policy for you here all to have there, you know, where you won't sell certain things to certain people. You understand what I mean there. And Smith & Wesson signed this policy, and it was that they would not respect the Second Amendment rights of people, and they would do what the Clinton administration wanted in keeping certain products out of ordinary citizens' hands, and they paid an extreme price, too. As I recall, I could be wrong about this, but wasn't Smith & Wesson owned by a British company at that time?
I don't recall.
I know they were owned by a British company near that time, but I can't say for sure if it was when they struck the deal with President Clinton or, well, his administration, or not. But what we have seen is that gun companies that cut deals or try to restrict their customers' choices into what guns they may have or may not, especially if they are seen to be acting in concert with the federal government, or probably any state government too, pay an enormous price. The word gets out, as it were, and people just refuse to do business with them. And if I recall, Smith & Wesson was driven almost to bankruptcy because of their cooperation with the Clinton administration. So that's what I have on Dick Heller, and then what happened with the magazine ban. And I think we're going to see a decision probably within a year where magazine bans are struck down all over the nation.
Well, I mean, they don't. I mean, one thing that these guys don't ever get is that they never look at things and they never learn from history. Like Elliot Rogers, the East La Vista shooter in California.
Yeah.
They have a magazine max in California of 10 rounds.
Right.
You can buy one gun every 30 days. You have to wait 10 days to pick it up when you do. And I think you have to take a safety class every time you buy a gun.
I know you have to take one and pass it before you can even buy it.
Right. So knowing that was in place, Elliot Rogers went out there and he did it three separate times. he did the background check, passed the background check because he was a law abiding citizen at that particular moment. He had plans, but that's the fallacy of gun control. Gun control doesn't catch these guys. So he goes through it. He waits for 10 days, three different times, gets three different guns. Then he bought 41 10 round magazines.
Yeah.
So.
And what we see is that these laws, and many of them much more draconian than our laws in the United States, don't stop people from doing mass murder or committing homicide generally, or in general committing terrible crimes. Because part of the dynamic of this is the number of people who commit nasty crimes, the number of really violent, nasty criminals out there, is just a small proportion of the population. And so you don't need very many guns to produce a lot of gun crime. And in places where there's a lot of crime and a strong culture of a criminal culture, if they don't have enough guns, well, somebody gets a gun, and then they use it, and they say, well, I don't want it attached to me anymore. I'll sell it to Joe. I know he commits some crimes, and he'll pay a good price for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Or a gang will just have a few guns, and whatever gang is going to commit a crime at any one time, they'll say, I need a gun. Yeah, okay. Well, you know that hiding place over by the fence where we've got a sealed tin can in the hedgerow? Well, we left a gun in there for you. Just pay us a few dollars. You use that one and put it back when you're done. And they have sort of community guns for crime. You know, they rent it out for a specific purpose at a particular time. So, and then, of course, when they're really hard to get, they just make their own. And making your own has gotten easier and easier. You look in the Philippines. They have a thriving, black market. Some would say gray market because it seems like they're often sort of tolerated by the government. Or in Nigeria. Or in, we know that in Pakistan, in the tribal areas, they're producing all kinds of copies of sophisticated firearms.
Check it out. We're running out of time. So before we run out of time, thank you for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure.
This article, you can find this thing at amalan.com with well over 2,000 others like it from Dean. As for me, I will be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.